Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
This is Sheffield Live.
Yes, good afternoon and welcome to The Squeak. You're listening to 93.2 FM. My name's Luke Crofts. And unfortunately, Mr. James Hargreaves is not very well. He's laid up in bed at home, being taken care of by his other half. So we've got guest presenter in today, Mrs. Faith Shaughnessy. How are you doing?
Hi, Nation.
Say hello to Denmark.
Come in, Denmark.
How are you doing? You all right?
Yes, I'm fine. Are you, love?
Yes, I'm very well. I'm very well.
I'm a bit nervous.
No, you don't need to be. You don't need to be. You know me, don't you? There's only us here.
And three people listening, so it doesn't
Absolutely.
Really matter.
Yeah, all of the fans, all of the big ones. So, hope you're well, James. Well, you know you're not well.
No,
you're not well at all.
I will kill you after this show, James.
Yeah, hope you get well soon. And if you don't, Faith will finish you off. So, you know, it's all good. You've listened to the show before, Faith. You know how things
every
roll.
Every week.
Of course, yeah. So it's all about new music. But one of the conditions of getting Faith to stand in for James today was that we would play some of her music.
Exactly.
So what have we got lined up from your repertoire?
We've got two tracks from me today. One Kasabian track, Rewired, but apparently we can only play songs off CDs on this radio show because we're in 2003. So I only have one CD of Kasabian because otherwise it's all on my phone. So we've got Rewired from the Velociraptor CD. And then I'm playing, for my best mate Dave, Jeremy from Pearl Jam's CD.
Excellent.
You'll all be pleased to hear that.
Yeah, all that to come up in the next hour.
The excitement is too much to bear.
Literally, yes. Wonderful stuff. So it's been an interesting week in the news. It's been Lotto Fever.
Has it?
Yes. Well, they've changed the rules. Not changed the rules. Well, they have changed the rules. They've added more balls into the...
I didn't know the old rules, so...
Ah. But. Well, let me tell you.
Excellent.
it could only roll over something like four times before. But they've changed that since the... Because it's now £2 a line. And there's now 59 balls as opposed to the old 49. So the chances of winning have depleted massively.
Right.
So it was a £66 million rollover last night. I take it you didn't buy a ticket.
I never buy a ticket, no.
Why?
I just don't. You know I don't do things like that.
Well, yeah, I know. Yeah. £66 million, though. Why would you not want to have a go?
But I didn't know it was £66 million. Look, I told you before I came on here, I don't read the news, I don't know anything what's going on in current affairs, and you said it didn't matter, and now you're putting me on the spot with this lotto business. I don't know anything about it. I didn't buy a ticket, I'm sorry. Had I known I were coming on the show, I'd have bought a ticket.
It's fair enough. I bought a ticket, didn't win. But you'll be glad to know, Faith, and listeners.
Listener.
Yeah. It was won by two lucky winners, so they won £33 million each.
Excellent. Do we know who they are?
I don't think they've released the names yet. But that's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, it's lovely, yeah.
What would you do with £33 million, Faith Shaughnessy?
Move far away from you.
Well, what we said we'd do is if we won, we'd build like four houses.
Oh, one for me to live in, obviously.
Obviously, yeah.
Are you going to buy me a pony?
Well, that was that we were discussing all that.
Yeah.
So there'd be a house for me, a house for you, a house for Dave and Joe.
Yeah.
And a house for Joe's mum and dad.
Oh, yeah, it sounds lovely. Yeah. We didn't win.
But we didn't win.
Well, did you buy a ticket?
I bought a ticket, though.
Right, okay.
You didn't.
I didn't know I had to. I'll buy one next week.
We probably should have told you. Well, there's no point next week. There'll not be enough money next week to build four. Well, we'll have to build 4 hours of somewhere not as nice. I think we were going to buy them in Bradfield.
Tell me when it's another rollover, and then I'll buy one. And we can build a complex and buy me a pony.
Yeah. You seem a little bit worse for wear. You went out last night, did you?
Yes, I went out last night.
You went? Oh, of course. You went to Manchester, didn't you?
Yes, I went to Manchester for the day to meet my friend and then came home on the train, got the last train home, sat with some blades, ate their Burger King for them, and then met my friend Maureen, who is listening today.
Oh,
big
hello,
shout
Mo.
Out to Maureen.
Hello, Mo.
Went and met Maureen when I got back to Sheffield.
Yeah, because we were a bit concerned, because obviously Sheffield United played down at Old Trafford last night. Well, yesterday afternoon. So all of the Sheffield United fans will have been coming back around the same time as you.
Yes.
But you got back unscathed.
I was fine, yes. Yes, the blades took care of me. Yes.
Did they? How did they take care of you?
Well, they fed me Burger King. Yeah.
Oh, of course. How better to take care of faith with food? Hey, it's good though, because Manchester Station, Piccadilly, isn't it? Mm. There's a Burger King just inside, isn't there?
Yes, I think so, they'd gone there,
they'd partaken in the old BK. Yeah. Dave's just texting, by the way. He said
he's
he got two numbers. Yeah. Oh, yeah, Nick's got two numbers as well. If you get two numbers on the new lottery, you get an instant free draw for the next... Sorry, free line for the next draw.
Great. They've not won any cash then?
No.
Oh.
Well, it's better than nothing,
isn't it? Lads, it's just another line.
Another line on the next draw of the lottery. That's not bad, though, is it?
I'd rather have the cash.
Oh, Helen's texting my mum.
Oh, hi!
She says, where's my house?
Oh. It's there. It's going to be on the complex. Don't panic.
Yeah, we've added another one on.
We've added another line.
Yeah, so so Dave and Nick have got a chance of winning, so we'll... We'll just add another house on. Mum's listening. She's got a new. She's got a Bluetooth speaker for Christmas, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you connect your tablet up through Bluetooth, and then you can listen wherever you are in the house. And she's very excited, aren't you, Mum?
Yes, yeah. She is. She's a listener.
So yeah, £33 million, a lot of money. How busy was Manchester then with the football? Did you see any? Any hairy stuff?
No, because I got the train at 2:10 and over to Manchester, and it was, considering, fairly quiet, but apparently 3 hours before...
Oh, the station was absolutely snided, yeah.
Mobbed.
Rammoed.
But I wasn't too bad, and a nice gentleman gave up his seat for me.
Did
on he? The 2:10 train over to Manchester. So thank you to that bloke, if he is listening today.
Oh, that was on the way?
Yes.
Oh, right.
Yes.
I was going to say, on the way back, I could understand, because you were probably... A bit inebriated. In need of it. Oh, God, everyone's a house, don't they? Rachel just said, no house for us either.
No houses for anybody.
I've seen their house, it's nice. Anyway.
Are we going to play my saving track now? Or is that not how it works?
Yes. Oh, right, we will go for it then. you're supposed to be behaved, and you're not, are you?
I never promised I was going to behave.
Well, no, that's true, actually. So this is Kasabian and Rewired. You listen to The Squeak on 93.2 FM. Get involved. We are on Twitter at The Squeak. We're on Facebook.com/The Squeak. Get in touch. Kasabian there with Rewired. Are you happy now?
Yeah, I'm very happy. I'll be happier when we play Jeremy. For Dave.
Yeah, welcome back to The Squeak. If you've only just joined... Where have you been? No, James Hargreaves is not very well, so we've got Faith Shaughnessy in today.
Hello.
Guest co-host. So, big day yesterday for FA Cup in Sheffield, because obviously United played down at Manchester United. Sheffield Wednesday were at home to Fulham, and I went, actually.
Luke's got some mince pie on his nose. He scoffed a mince pie whilst we were listening to Kasabian, and now he's got some mince pie dust on his nose.
Do you know, it's that sprinkle sugar. It gets everywhere.
Anyway, go on.
Thank you. Thanks for that.
It's all right, love.
You could have told me off mic. Is it gone?
It's gone, yeah.
Excellent. Don't worry, listeners, it's gone. We're not recording this one for the internet telly, by the way, this week, so that's why I'm... Yeah.
Probably best.
Excellent. Wednesday were at home to Fulham yesterday. Not the best match, to be fair, but we won. So that was good. One of the players that I've always said has been very poor for us... knew you, ended up scoring, so that was a result.
I can't comment on any of this, I'm afraid, people.
Sorry, I keep forgetting James is not here.
No.
To back me up on the football.
I'm just going to agree with you.
Okay, darts.
We're all Wednesday, aren't we?
Absolutely, well, half of Sheffield is, yeah. Excellent. So what sort of music have you grown up with then, Faith?
Ooh. Oh, you put me on the spot. You didn't tell me you were going to ask me this.
No, I know. That's how conversation works.
Oh. What, as in when...
Well, what sort of music do you like? Because, I mean, the show today is going to, we're going to be playing a bit of October Drift, a bit of Four Authors, because they've got a fairly big gig coming up in April.
Yeah, Leadmill, 2nd of April, People.
Absolutely. So we're going to tell you a bit more about that later on, but that's going to be an awesome gig. So we're going to be playing music like that. But you're into October Drift and new bands like that.
I do like October Drift. They are very good live.
They are. They're like a wall of sound. I think that's how we've compared them before.
The next big thing, everybody, you heard it here first.
Well, you were telling me about some Manchester bands on the way in.
Yes, I think Blossoms are going to be big in 2016. They supported the Cortinas, or the Cortineers, you idiot. That's for James. They supported the Cortinas at Heaton Park last year.
Private joke there, yeah. Just for the rest of Denmark that didn't understand that.
So I think they're going to be big. And the Mantles on my Twitter feed.
Have they given you a follow, have they?
They've given me a follow, yeah, so I'll give them a shout out, and they've got a gig coming up at the end of January. So if the Mantles want to send us their CD, and we can give them a play.
Yeah, that's really important, actually, Faye. Thanks for that. Obviously, we like to give local bands a platform, but any bands, really, that are wanting to get the music played, send it as in. You can find all the details on the Twitter page at The Squeak or facebook.com/The Squeak. And there's actually an uploader that you can just upload your tracks to that. So it's not too much of a faff. So if you do want to get your music played, please send it as in. And we have had a few gig promoters on the show, namely Carl Maloney and Neil Hargreaves. Mm-hmm. So it's always worth giving it a go and see what we can see if we can get your music out there. So we've covered the football off, we've covered the lottery. I want to talk about the new alcohol guidance set by the government.
Okay.
Because it's the first time they've reviewed it in about 21 years, I think. Have you seen anything about it?
No. Is this with the calories?
It's how much you should drink a week.
Oh, no, I've not seen it, no. I'm going to ignore it, whatever it says anyway.
Well, that's what I thought. Yeah. But I just wanted to run by the recommended limits and see what you thought about it. So it's, like I say, it's the first review since 1995, and they've changed, what they've done is they've not changed the women's limits, but they've moved the men's limits more in line with what women were recommended to drink. So you should only drink 6 pints of beer a week, or 7 medium glasses of wine
a week. Right. Not very much, is it?
No.
Right.
Seemingly not. Excuse me. Well, it depends how much you drink, I suppose.
Right.
Or 14 single shots of spirits a week. So it's not very much at all, is it?
No. Everybody's just going to ignore that.
Well, they're saying it
already.
They're saying it can increase the risk of heart disease and cancer.
But nothing's good for you, is it, according to the government? Can't eat bacon. Can't drink. What can we do?
Well, you can. Do you not think everything in moderation?
No.
I forget I'm talking to a woman that's been out in Manchester all day and then coming to the radio with a hangover.
Hi, Mum and Dad. Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I forgot about that. So you don't think there's much clout to that then?
No, I think everybody will ignore it as they always have done.
But do you not think it will save money for the NHS or anything like that? If people adhere to these guidelines?
Well, they're not going to adhere to it, are they?
But if they did?
Well, if they did, then yes, it would, but...
They're not?
No, of course they're not.
So you're quite set in your,
I'm
your
quite
opinion
adamant
on
about that. Dave has tweeted in and says he has more than that in one day, so...
Well, that's the thing.
That's from the people.
That's the thing. I mean, I'm sure I've done more than 6 pints in a night.
Yeah.
On a night out.
It's not doable. Government, it's not doable.
Faith's going to send you a tweet now, and she's going to outline what's doable and what's not, and that is not. Okay, excellent.
Can I do a few of my shout-outs now, please?
Of course, yeah.
Shout-out to Mum and Dad who are listening, shout-out to my brother who is listening, and he has requested some Swerve Driver and Mogwai, but I don't think we're going to be able to fit them in this week, our kid.
I think on this occasion it's going to be a no. Unfortunately.
And I'll do me other shout outs later. Luke said I can't do them all in one go.
Seamless production. You're not supposed to give away all the secrets. Yes, I said stagger them out. Mm. Yeah, absolutely. What is Swerve Drive, by the way?
Swerve Driver.
Yeah, that one.
I was never a Swerve Driver fan, so I couldn't sing you any of their songs.
Is it a group?
It's a band, yes.
Is it? Oh, yeah. Right, okay.
Well, maybe we could play them next week. I say we ain't going to be here next week. Yeah.
No. Well, if James...
or ever again, possibly.
If James is still ill, who knows? You might become a regular. Wouldn't that be lovely?
Yeah, yeah. All my fan will be really pleased about that.
Okay, so... I've mentioned this very special gig that's coming up. April the 2nd at the Leadmill. I would definitely encourage you to go to the Leadmill website and try and see what it's all about. It's October Drift, Slow Readers Club, Four Authors, mm-hmm. and Dead Set Dream. Three of those we've featured on the show before, and we're going to give a bit more airtime today just so you can get a feel for what they're like if you've not heard them before. But tickets are £7.
Now, it was £7 well spent, everybody.
Well, I would pay £7 just to go and see one of those bands play a few songs. Mm. So to have them all there on the same night at a venue like the Leadmill, and it's going to sell out.
It's going definitely
going to
sell out.
It's going to sell out. So we're going to play the music today, we're going to showcase it, and then go and buy the ticket before it sells out. You've got plenty of time, so you might think, but the tickets will sell out. Mm. So we're going to kick off with Four Authors, first of all. I say we've played this before, but it's a great track. It's called Follow You. These are an indie pop band from Barnsley.
Can we play some indie pop after this, please?
Is Swerve Driver not indie pop?
I think Swerve Driver is indie pop. Yeah, yeah,
then,
yeah.
In that case, no. There's too many B's and P's in this indie pop band from Barnsley. This is Four Authors, then.
Here we are.
It's Follow You.
Trying to find a shadow that exists inside my mind. And I wonder, can you see me now? And I wonder, can you hear me now? Show me how to reach you now. Cause I'm trying to find a way back out. And I wonder, can you see me now? And I wonder, can you hear me now? Time. Every bit of me needs a perfect cry. I wonder, can you see me now? And I wonder, can you hear me now? Hear me now? Hear me now? I see you when I close my eyes.
Four Authors. Follow You.
Can I just say, everybody, Luke didn't realise it was coming to the end of the track, and I just said, what are we doing next? And he went, oh my God! And then just started moving all these buttons.
It does finish fairly quickly, that song.
Well, good job I mentioned that we may be back on air at some point.
Yes, thank you for that. That's one of the first bands that we're going to feature that are in this in the Leadenville gig of April the 2nd. Really like those. Say, indie pop band from Barnsley. What do you think of that? You've heard that one before, haven't you?
Yes, yeah. That's the only one I've heard of them, but yeah, I did like that one. Sorry, near enough the mic.
You'll get to see them on April the 2nd.
Yes, I am very excited about that.
Excellent.
But yeah, it should be really good.
Marvellous.
Well, it will be really good because October Drift are an excellent live band, and I really enjoyed the Slow Readers Club when they supported October Drift when we went to see them in November.
Yeah, that was at the Corporation, the new room upstairs. Yeah, that was really good. Okay, Celebrity Big Brother, it's back on.
Is it?
Yes.
Right.
Have you seen any of the people in the lineup?
No, because you know I don't watch it. It's crap.
Well, we watched it, didn't we? Do you remember when we watched it?
That one episode, that terrible episode.
Yes,
a couple of years ago.
Who was it? It was
Lionel Blair.
Lionel Blair.
It was awful.
It was awful. It was scarring, actually.
Yeah, it was.
Mentally scarring.
We were horrified.
Yeah.
So no, I've not watched it since then.
Well, I'm just going to go through the lineup with you, right? And see if you can. See if you know any of these
right,
people,
okay.
Because I've avoided it really because I only know like two people.
Who are those two? Shall I do a couple more shout outs while you fart about on your phone?
Excellent.
Big shout out to our youngest listener today, and that is Freya Rackham. Hi Freya, lots of love, Cruella De Vil. And big shout out to Kathy, who is listening, and consummate professional here, just dropped his phone. And then big shout out to Mini Shah Shah.
Oh, is Kathy listening, is she?
Yes, Kathy's listening. Hello, Kathy.
Right, okay. Yes, hello to all of those wonderful listeners.
Have you found what we're looking for?
Yeah, I have actually. Right. There's more people on than I realised. Gemma Collins, The Only Way is Essex.
Right.
Nowhere?
No, I don't watch The Only Way is Essex. No. I don't watch any reality TV.
Oh, well,
I don't really watch a lot of TV, do I?
This is going to be right up your street,
yeah,
isn't it?
Go on.
Daniela Westbrook.
EastEnders.
Yeah, one nostril.
Coke habit woman, yeah.
Yeah. David Guest.
Was married to Liza Minnelli.
Yeah, yeah. And he was, weren't you Michael Jackson's friend?
I have no idea.
I think he was, yeah.
Right.
Nancy DeLolio.
Went out with footballer Geezer.
Sven-Goran Eriksson.
Yep.
Ex-England manager.
Yep.
Yep, good one. Darren Day.
Lothario of the 90s, was he?
Yeah, was he a TV presenter or something?
I don't know. Blonde hair.
Yeah, that's him.
That's David Guest.
Oh, sorry, it's just changed. That's
like,
him.
Jesus, tough paper round. Oh, he's got better with age, actually.
He looks old to me. Look at David Guest, how much surgery has he had?
He's just awful.
Yeah. Oh, dear. Yeah, he's had too much surgery, hasn't he? So, do you remember, what's his name? The X Factor.
That narrows it down.
Was it Christian out of The X Factor?
I don't know.
Sang a load of songs for his mum. He's in it anyway. Yeah, so not the best lineup, I have to say.
Songs for his mum? No, I don't know what you mean. Was he from Liverpool?
Yes. You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean, yes. Yeah.
They just give me a load of pictures and not the names, which is a bit problematic.
So what is the point of all of this?
Well, I was just going to see how many people
knew
that are in Celebrity.
I knew quite a few.
Actually, there is quite a few. So you're not going to watch it then?
No. I don't like stuff like that, do I?
No, I suppose not.
It's just utter rubbish.
Well saved.
Yay!
Yeah, okay,
I did
great.
Well then, mum, didn't I?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So what's been happening in your week then? How did your typical week roll? You must have some interesting things going on.
I've not done anything too interesting this week. I've been to the boxing gym quite four times this week. I go to Sheffield Boxing Centre that's run by Glyn Rhodes on Burton Street. So on the off chance you're listening, Glyn, big shout out to Glyn Rhodes. I do like it at that gym, so I've been there a few times this week. And then that's about it. Then I saw you on Friday and we watched Ashes to Ashes.
Yes, we did.
Marathon.
Yeah, we did. We watched a few, didn't we? Yeah, I loved that show, actually. Mm. I was really upset when it finished, but it was always going to finish. Everything has to finish, doesn't it?
Will I cry as much when it ends as I did when 24 ended? I cried quite a lot then, listeners.
Quite possibly, actually, yeah. Quite possibly. We watched the ninth series of 24.
The ninth series, and that's the only one I've watched.
Yeah, and there's like another eight series
that I've not watched
of 24 episodes, so there's like 192 episodes left to watch. And we did try watching it, didn't we?
Yeah, and it didn't work.
Well, you said, I'm going to watch a few, so you'll have to catch up. Mm. And I ended up watching...
Oh yeah, you spoilt it all.
Because you didn't watch
the whole of the first series on your own.
Well, you said you were going to watch them without me, so I started watching
them. Yeah, like one or two, and then you watched the whole series, and then I lost interest after that.
You should have persevered. It's really good.
I'm not bothered anymore. It's too late. It was about 2 years ago now.
Yeah, but I've watched them all since, so I can start again.
We need something new to watch after Ashes to Ashes. So if anybody's got any ideas, if you could text or tweet in on whatever the text or tweet in link is.
I'll tell you what is very good, by the way. Luther. Have you heard of Luther?
Yeah, yeah. Is that Idris...
Elba.
Yeah.
Absolutely fantastic. I'd never watched it, and then everybody was saying, oh, it's so good, it's so good. So I'd finished watching Homeland. Have you ever watched Homeland?
No, I've not watched Homeland.
What do you watch? You don't watch anything.
Ashes to Ashes when you come round, that's about it.
Yeah, but that finished about 4 years ago.
Law and Order Special Victims Unit is another favourite of mine.
I like that, yes. I have to say, yeah. Yeah, very good.
And then that is about it.
Oh. Well... If you can watch Luther, because I'm sure Ray and James have probably got it. They'll lend it you. But yeah. It's brilliant. It's he's a murder detective and he has to solve all these murders, obviously. But it's really gritty and really well written. But it's because he's done so well out of it. There's only been so many episodes done of late, so I think it's probably finished now. But it's really, really good.
Okay, I'll
really
bear good. That in mind.
Anyway, away from the television now. More music now. Slow Readers Club. They are from Manchester. We went to see them at Corporation, yeah. Thank you. And they are playing this gig on the 2nd of April. They are on Spotify. They've just brought a new album out called Cavalcade. I'm going to tell a bit more about that after this. This is called I Saw a Ghost, and it's an excellent tune. This is Slow Readers Club.
We'll be right back. gets more than I deserve. I am empty, I am hollow, I am Solomon. My soul is bare for all here to
Hey, what's up? This is Craig David, and I'm right here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
I saw a ghost.
I saw a camel. Those are not the words, listeners. That is what my brother thought it was. It's I saw a ghost, I saw a shadow, just in case anybody was wondering.
Yeah, not camel. But thanks for texting us in. What's your brother called?
Chad.
Not
what it comes up on my phone, no.
We'll not go there, no. Then. Just an update to you all. Faith's now got my cardigan on because she's very cold.
It's absolutely freezing in these palatial surroundings.
See, I'm all right in here. But Neil Hargreaves said he was very cold.
Yeah,
but if you look at the aircon, it's saying 20. Told you it would. That's room temperature, that.
Well, I'm freezing, I'm sorry.
Well, I can't do anything.
No, well, I've got his cardio now, everybody,
Do you see that holster? That's where the remote for the aircon is.
But it's not there.
Yeah, I know. Somebody's probably removed it because people were messing about with the air conditioning. Do you have air conditioning at work?
Yes, and it
never works. Do people mess about
with
it?
Yes, and then Ray that's goes why, absolutely mad.
That's why it never works. Yeah. You're supposed to leave it at the same temperature so it can control.
Mm. No, everybody starts messing with it and then it's freezing, it's boiling up, and then Ray goes berserk. Big shout out to Ray.
Hi, Ray. Oh, just in case James is not okay, you'll soon be dead. Because
yes,
Rachel did say she was going to kill you. But it's okay, because I brought you some bread and milk.
You were a good un.
Yeah, I know. I got a text saying, can you bring some bread and milk? I went, of course.
Always. Shattering news for our listeners there.
Well, yeah, but it's always bread and milk. They've never got bread and milk, have they?
I don't know.
No, they're always having to get bread and milk. Yeah, but you don't eat bread or milk. That's a different thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Once opened the cupboard in your house and there was just a loaf of bread sort of sideways shoved in amongst the crisps. That was very bizarre. Oh, dear.
What are we listening to next?
Well, we're going to play some October Drift coming up next. But first of all, what was the last gig you went to?
Cortina's. In December, me and Charlotte went to see him in Manchester.
Oh, how were they? Where were they?
They were at the Apollo and supported by Reverend and the Makers. And I would go as far as to say that Reverend and the Makers were better than the Cortinas.
Really?
Yeah, the Reverend and the Makers were really, really good.
See, I like Reverend and the Makers, but I sort of went off them a bit because I thought a lot of the songs sounded too similar.
Right.
Do not...
No, and I think he's probably... I'm sorry, not close enough to the mic. I think he's probably a better front man.
Yeah.
So I thought he got the crowd going more than...
Some bands are like that, though, aren't
they?
When we went to see Kings of Leon, they don't do anything. There's no crowd interaction,
nothing.
Is there?
It's just song after song. Which is fine, but...
It's good for me, that. I'm fine with that. Which
I do like a bit of bants sometimes.
A bit of banter, a bit of a relationship between the crowd.
Yeah, which I think the Reverend is very good at.
Mm, well, we've been to see Paul Heaton and Jackie Abbott.
Ah, Jackie.
Ah, Paul and our Jackie.
We've seen them a few times now, haven't we?
Yeah. Is the drummer not from the Beautiful South? Or is it the pianist? They're more or less the Beautiful South, aren't they? We've been to see them three times now.
Yeah.
And Paul Heaton has a really good
good front man, yeah.
But he's more of an anecdotal type, isn't he?
Mm.
He tells a lot of stories. He's got a lot of stories, hasn't he? He's really good to go and see.
Yeah, because we went to see him at Castlefield Bowl in the summer, didn't we?
Yes.
That was the best one, I think.
Yeah, I think it was, in terms of atmosphere.
Mm.
We saw the first time we saw him was at Sheffield City Hall in the Memorial side. they've got quite a following, aren't they?
Mm.
Mm. Yeah. Well, they have got a lot of following, aren't they? And some of them were quite loud. One lady in particular.
Yes. And that, not me, by the way.
No, for a change, it wasn't Faith that was causing havoc. What was he doing? He was doing... Was it Let Love Speak Up Itself?
Yeah, I think so.
And he was telling us that he'd had a bit of a blow of confidence, and he weren't sure whether he could hit the note and all the rest of it. And it's quite an exposed song, isn't it? It's just all about him, really. And he was doing the high note, and then this woman just opened up and made the loudest noise I think I've ever heard. What did he say?
She stood up and went, "That's talent!" at the top of a cannon.
Yes, that was it. Yeah, it was slightly embarrassing, but extremely hilarious at the same time. Yeah, and then we went to see them at the O2, didn't we?
Yeah, in October.
In what has to be
the hottest venue of all time.
Took the words right out of my mouth.
Hotter
there.
Hotter than the surface of Mercury,
if you will. Yeah, it was extremely hot. But no, a great band to go and see. But they've been recording a lot of new stuff, haven't they? And I'd not really listened to much of it.
I'd heard like a few tracks. Sorry, I'm just busting something.
Just kicking the studio.
I'd heard a few tracks, and I know my mum had listened to quite a few of their new songs and liked them as well.
Yeah, I'd not listened to them, but judging by the rest of the crowd, they'd listened to quite a few of them, hadn't they? And they quite enjoyed them. Don't know why we've digressed onto these, by the way. We haven't got any of it to play.
Yeah. So if you're hoping for some Paul Heaton and Jacqueline Abbott, it's not going to happen, sorry.
Forget it. Well, just go onto the Spotify and play it that way. No, I think that's where I was going with it. What's your favourite gig venue in Sheffield?
I quite like Plug.
Yeah.
We saw October Drift at Plug. Quite like it there. And I did like the October Drift again when they played upstairs at Co-op. I thought that was quite a nice, smaller venue.
Yeah, I really liked it there.
I'm not mad keen on the Academy, but well, if you've got to go, you've got to go. Because like I said, absolutely roasting in there. And as I'm quite small, I often get stuck behind the 6'2" geezer and can't see anything.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I know what you mean. I've been to see a couple of gigs in O2 and it's not my favourite place. I really did like that room in the Corporation, I have to say. But nice, intimate room. Yeah, it was really good. What about the worst one then? The worst place you've ever been to see a band? Because I think there's a bar, the Green Room's good, but if you're going to watch a band, it's a bit...
Oh no, it's rubbish.
Carnage, isn't it? Mm. You've got to step over the band almost to go to loo or whatever.
I can't think of a worst. I can think of the worst gig I've been to, if anybody'd like to hear about that. Sarah, this is going out to you, my good friend. In the 90s, I absolutely loved a band called Space. Oh, they were absolutely amazing.
Yeah, they didn't do it for that, but the theme tune to Cold Feet, which was a really big 90s
series. Female of the Species, was it?
Yeah, Space did that.
So I absolutely loved them in the 90s, saw them quite a few times then, and then they reformed a couple of years ago, and me and my good friend Sarah, who's listening today with Ben, went to see them, and I was so excited about this gig because I absolutely loved them, and it was absolute garbage. It was total crap. It was just unbelievably awful. And Sarah was trying to make, the best of a bad douche. Went, it's not that bad. I went, face the facts, Sarah. It's absolute crap. It was just, it were awful. And then, unfortunately, we were finishing our drinks at the end of the gig and then got to meet the lead singer completely by accident because we were just finishing our wines.
All right.
And had to pretend that we'd had a really great time. And it was just absolutely awful. So that's my worst gig. Hope Space aren't listening today. I mean, I'm sure they're not, but...
I doubt it somehow. Yeah.
And those are only my views, people, not...
not the views of Sheffield Live.
Yeah.
Just Faith Shaughnessy, guest presenter for 1 week and 1 week only.
I'm getting the sack.
The only person I know that's got the sack from a volunteer radio station. Okay. So we're going to play October Drift now. This is Robots, and they will be playing the gig that you may or may not have heard about for the last hour. Leadmill, April the 2nd. Get your tickets. They will sell out.
We're now going to quiz Luke on what his worst gig has ever been. I've also got to give a shout out to Andrew and mention the time that we went to see Kylie and it cost us £80 a ticket and I didn't realise till we got there. Anyway, hi Andrew, hope you're all right, love. But so, worst gig you've ever been to?
Oh, do you know what? I always ask this to people and I don't know.
Okay, well, best gig then?
You two.
Oh, for God's sake.
Well, it was always going to be, wasn't it? Come
yeah,
on.
I walked into that one.
Yeah. You two, the first time, 2009. Mm. Donval Stadium, which is gone now. Knocked
yes,
it all down.
Yeah.
Worst gig? Let me have a think, because there'll be plenty of rubbish gigs I've been to.
Can't think.
Well, I've been to most of them with you, and we've been to some good ones, haven't we?
Yeah, I don't think we've been to...
We haven't had a bad one.
A bad gig.
Hmm... Yeah, I should have thought about it,
yeah.
But I don't know. Don't think I've got.
I don't know what my best one is. Went to see Scissor Sisters a few years ago with Andrew.
Oh, right.
And that was at Manchester Arena. And Jake came up into the crowd and
did he?
Stood next to Andrew and he managed to get a picture of him. But that they are a really good live band, so I've seen them a couple of times, once at the Arena and once at Manchester Apollo. They were really good.
So have you got any more gigs coming up? Obviously, not including the 2nd of April gig, which
not
is...
Not including the 2nd of April. The only gigs I've got booked in so far is the Coral on the 11th of March, and that's at the Lead Mill.
Really?
Yeah.
The Coral?
And then Stone Roses in June.
Oh, yeah.
That's it so far. And then obviously October Drift and Slow Readers on the 2nd of April. That's it so far.
The Coral.
I'm open to offers, everybody.
Have they done any new stuff, The Coral?
Well, yes. They've got a new album. I don't know if it's out now or it's coming out, hence the tour. So I better get listening because I've bought tickets to see The Coral. I'm going to see them with Sarah. And I only actually listened to their first album. So they've had about 9, apparently.
Have they?
So I better get listening.
Well, the only one I remember is In the Morning.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm seeing Beverly Knight in the summer. Andrew was just texting and reminding me we are seeing Beverly Knight at the City Hall. Apologies, Andrew.
Beverly Knight. What songs does she do?
I don't know. I'm just going with Andrew.
Oh, she hasn't got a clue.
She was very good, though.
Oh, undoubtedly, yeah. Where are you going to see her then?
City Hall on, I think it's June, sometime in June.
All right, so you've got quite a few lined up, because last year...
Not enough.
Last year we'd got to the stage where we'd not actually got any gigs lined up at all, had we? In fact, last year,
yeah.
I think... Oh no, it wasn't, it was the...
Was it the year before?
No, it was last year, because I'd got more gigs planned in than you, because I went to see you too, didn't I, in November?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I crammed them all in towards the end of the year.
Yeah, you won the gigs again, obviously. Yeah.
The gig race.
Right, well, we better get this this song out of the way, don't we?
Yes.
Again, one of the conditions of having Faith on was that she could play. I'm sure it was only one song.
Yeah, I increased it to two from the original conversation. So this next song is Pearl Jam, and it is Jeremy, and it is going out to my best mate, Dave. Here we go, Dave.
Well, you need to tell me what track number it is.
Oh, 6. 6, everybody. It's track 6.
Seamless production.
From the album 10.
It's a really good story behind this. It's really, really uplifting, isn't it? Yeah, we're still on, yeah.
Sorry, I thought we were playing the song. Silly me. That was Jeremy by Pearl Jam off the album 10, and that was going out to my mate Dave. And Dave, my brother, has texted in and said that Eddie Vedder's solo album Into the Wild is very good, so we'll have to give that a listen.
Yeah, check that out. And I meant to mention earlier, Slow Readers Club, I did mention briefly their album Cavalcade, but that's had some really good reviews, so check that out, definitely, because that's... it's got, well, it's obviously got I Saw a Ghost on it, but it's got the new one, Plant the Seed.
I Saw a Ghost, I Saw a Camel.
I Saw a Shadow, absolutely. But yeah, check all the bands out we played. Four Authors, October Drift, they're all on Spotify.
Yeah, October Drift on iTunes as well, because I've just downloaded all theirs from iTunes this week.
Oh, excellent. So you can download it and play it through your phone?
Exactly.
Marvellous. So, do you know you can buy the vinyls as well? Yeah. Buy the vinyls, you can buy the CDs. So if you go, vinyls are coming back in, aren't
they? Yes, they do seem to be having a bit of a renaissance. That geezer that's on before you plays vinyl, doesn't he?
You mean Paul Sellers,
that's what I mean,
who
yes.
does Eclectica, yeah. Mm. Definitely. And we've got DJ Ski. Oh, he's just come. He's just
here
walked
he
in.
Is.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm fine, so
are you? Yeah, I'm all right. It's not really James. He's not very well. He's not changed.
I'm filling in.
I was just going to say, yeah. If you didn't get that, DJ Skis just said that you're better than the normal fella that does it. That's nice, isn't it, Faith?
Yeah, it's lovely, thank you.
Lovely. Sorry, James. Hope you're feeling better. Yeah, so DJ Ski will be back at 3 with Platinum Plates. Have you enjoyed yourself then?
Yes, it's been. Yeah, I have enjoyed it. I was really nervous. I got drafted in at the 11th hour with
literally.
A massive hangover. but yeah, I have enjoyed myself, and I hope everybody... I say everybody who's listened has enjoyed it as well. I hope you'll invite me back.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. Don't know when.
I'm sure our listener will...
Well, you know, you say that. We probably don't get loads of listens live, but we're on...
the podcast.
Yeah, we're on Acast, which is a massive podcasting podcasting website. And we get quite a lot of listens from, like, America and all through Europe. So, hello, Europe. Hello, America. Get involved with... get involved on the Twitter.
James says we're massive in Macedonia.
We will be now.
Apparently.
I'm sure the Macedonians love you. Right, well, it's just time to say goodbye, really. So thank you for joining us. What are you doing in the week? Anything nice?
Oh, yes. No, not nice, but exciting. I'm having laser eye surgery on Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
So those
new glasses that you've just bought will be redundant. Yes.
So yeah, I'm going there on Thursday. Mum's coming down to help me recover. So that's about it for me this week. Go to the boxing gym a couple of times. Go and get my eyes sorted out.
Right, marvellous. Well, if you've missed it, the podcast will be available on iTunes and all the usual places. But from me and Faith, have a good week.
Thank you.
Bye.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.